What's up, folks, and welcome to The Bosses. That's where we look out for you, give you the best in geek movies, news, and culture. I'm your host for the day, the Big Boss, and I am here with my comrade, the Professor. What's up, bro?
What's happening, brother? What's going on?
Another day in paradise.
You know what I'm saying? Man.
Got a lot of... It's been a minute since we did like a regular news show. You know, last show we did a little memorial to Stan Lee, the man. So now we getting back to y'all, back to our regularly scheduled program.
That's right.
So, yeah, man, got a couple things in geek movies news. We want to just share with you guys. We're going to dissect them, you know, put a little commentary on them, and then going to get y'all up on y'all way. You know what I'm saying? That's how we're going to do it.
Yeah, buddy.
So let's dive in. We got some trailers coming out this week, right? So we got you guys will be getting this show on Wednesday. So if you haven't already watched it, the Captain Marvel trailer is going to be out. It's preparing during Monday Night Football during halftime.
That's right.
And then you got, supposedly, we're supposed to be getting an Avengers 4 trailer on Wednesday.
And that is the, no offense, Captain Marvel, because I want to see that too.
Yeah.
But that is the important one.
That's the piece de resistance.
That's going to give us the title of the movie. It's going to give us what's going to be going on in the movie, as much as it can give us from a trailer. It's probably going to be like a 30-second teaser just to annoy the hell out of me.
Yep.
But that's okay. I'll take it.
Man,
that's the one I'm looking forward to.
Man, I can hear the Avengers theme song right now. It's like every time I hear that thing, it's going down.
I won't lie, I am looking forward to Captain Marvel too. I mean,
yeah,
there's some interesting stuff that kind of came out over the last week over who Jude Law is playing in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
There's some stuff now that says, I don't know if I should throw a spoiler on this or not.
Spoiler
alert. If you don't want to hear what I'm about to say, fast forward about 30, 45 seconds, something like that. But the rumor is that he's not playing Mar-Vell after all, that he's actually playing Yon Rogg.
Yeah, I heard that.
Who was a enemy of Mar-Vell,
ooh,
who always tried to kill him.
Ooh.
So it's interesting. Some of the thoughts are that maybe he, mind controls Mar-Vell at some point originally, because a lot of this is coming from the Funko Pops, because they released the images of what the Pops are going to look like early. Funko loves to spoil. And the one is a character that says Yon Rogg, and it's dressed in a full Captain Marvel suit. And the actual Captain, the Carol Danvers, has a different name in a couple of the Pops.
Oh.
I forget exactly what it is.
Okay.
But there's a different name on the character. And one is in that green suit that we've seen in a couple images. And one is the same green suit, just I think without a helmet, if I remember correctly.
Right, right.
But it's like Verg or something like that, like V-E-R-G, something like that.
Mm.
And then there's another one, of course, that says Captain Marvel in the full red and blue suit. So
nice.
Some of the theory is that maybe Yon Rogg kind of mind controls her and makes her think she's somebody else, and that he's doing, that kind of stuff. So I'll be curious to see how that all plays out. We don't have a whole lot of time left for that. That's February, I think, is when that's coming
out. Yeah, man.
So I'm wondering what the trailer is going to show exactly. It's some of those rumors are kind of neat, so I'm curious to see where it's going to go.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, I'm interested in that. I'm excited to see what Marvel... I think Captain Marvel is going to be more important than we realize. I think it's going to set up a lot of plot points for future Marvel entities. It's a lot to be said about, you know, a movie that's going to be introducing the Skrull Empire. Like, that's pretty
yes.
heavy. You know what I'm saying?
That opens up a lot of doors, especially with the Fox merger coming, you know, supposedly beginning of next year, as early as January.
Yep.
Like, they could open up the whole Secret Invasion storyline.
Yep.
If they want to do that. Although, what I'm really hoping for is that the Russo brothers have officially come out and said, this is our last Marvel movie unless they let us do Secret Wars.
Oh.
Now, I, for one, have wanted a Secret Wars movie. I always thought it would work great animated.
Yeah.
But if you're going to go to the Russo brothers and say, make us three movies, because it would have to be more than one movie.
Oh,
yeah. It would have to be at least two, if not three. And you go and do Secret Wars, well, now they have all the toys to play with. Right?
Yes, sir.
You have Dr. Doom, who was one of the most important characters in the entire Secret Wars
mm-hmm.
events. You've got the Fantastic Four, who are really important. kill at this point to see what that would look like coming from them. And Disney, we all know, is not stupid.
Yeah.
They know full well that that would be a mega multi-million dollar setup. And it could be their setup, you know, long range for somewhere down the line. They do these three movies, one a year.
Yep.
You know, where you can introduce these characters and now do the Secret Wars. I would kill to see that.
Yeah. And it really makes sense. So, it really makes sense. Like, the Russo brothers have been killing the Avengers game. And it's funny because when they started, they were doing Captain America.
Yeah.
And now they're doing the Avengers movies. So at this point, they're kind of like the go-to for Avengers films. So if they're gonna follow that arc, I would definitely be down for the Russo brothers coming back to do that. It's so much setup that's going to have to take place because we're gonna need to be reintroduced to the Fantastic Four.
Yep.
The right way. We're going to need to be introduced to Doctor Doom because I don't know. That was Garbage Bag Man and Pretty Boy Floyd in the first couple. Like, nah. So, yeah.
Oh, Marvel will do the real Doctor Doom. I have no doubt in my mind. What I'm curious to see what they would do is whether or not they would, it's not a spoiler because the Secret Wars comic was done in like 1980 something. So don't yell at us for this one. But it wasn't Tony Stark Iron Man. It was Rhodey Iron Man. He wasn't War Machine. He was Iron Man.
Oh.
He was in the red and gold armor. It was during Tony's time when he was the whole demon in a bottle, when he was an alcoholic.
Yeah.
Couldn't function worth a damn. So the Iron Man that went to Secret Wars was actually Rhodey in the gold and red armor. So
I could see that.
I'm curious if they would do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
I could see that happen. Like, the way that Avengers Infinity War is kind of setting things up, this is something, like, Tony was in a good place. Like, I felt like he was in a good place when they started Infinity War. Even in the Homecoming, he was taking a more responsible role. He was taking on, like, a surrogate parent role with Peter. And that, like, yo, let's be for real. And look, if you haven't seen Infinity War yet, shame on you. Don't be on this show.
Oh, please.
Slouching like this. You know what I'm saying?
You should turn us off right now.
I'm saying. Like, come on. Anyway. So, you know, and with him in Infinity War, watching Peter die right in front of him, that way, man, I'd be on my alcoholic grind too.
Well, and it actually just put something in my head that we never really thought about. So one of the big rumors for Avengers 4, again, we don't know if this is true or not. It's been a rumor since the first Infinity War movie, is that Tony dies, right? That he dies. What about the possibility of continuing the Iron Man series with Rhodey as Iron Man if Robert Downey Jr. disappears?
And Don Cheadle, he's definitely Don a leading Cheadle, man. He is a leading man. So He could hold this on his own.
He certainly could. So that's something I never really thought about. We never really thought up that possibility, I don't think. So that could be very interesting.
Yeah.
We could continue the Iron Man series with Rhodey as Iron Man. And you could still have RDJ in there every once in a while if you want. You could do the whole demon in a bottle thing. And his whole story is an alcoholic off screen where he pops up every once in a while.
Right.
So that could be very interesting if they want to do something like that.
Yeah, yeah. I'd be down for that.
Oh, me too. The other interesting thing that I believe came from the Russo brothers, although I'm not 100% if they're the ones to say it, but I thought they were, when they said, oh, Chris Evans isn't done with Captain America.
Yeah.
But that was all they said, and it drove me insane. Because I need to know, he could be my favorite of all of them. Because I like Chris Evans in general, and I just think he's so
perfect
as Captain America.
Yeah. Like, what a turnaround. Like, this man started off in the MCU as the Human Torch. Which
that's right.
He was a very competent Human Torch. Like, let's not get it twisted. He was very good.
Oh, he's good.
He was very good. But it's just like that movie as a whole was just a lot. And I'm being nice. Okay. So, you know, for him to come back and then come back in the MCU, because I'm not going to hold you. When they first said that Chris Evans was going to be Captain America, I was like, what? The pretty boy? I don't know about this. I don't know.
It fits, though. He fit perfect.
And he fit like a glove.
Glove.
So, you know, I mean, I'm not ready to see him go. I mean, I've talked to lots of people who are not ready to see Chris Evans go as Cap. And I mean, you know, Chris Evans, no. Cap is not done with him yet.
Oh, yeah, he knows. There's no doubt he knows. I think all these guys are not stupid.
Yeah. You're going to pay me. Know. I mean, I'll play whatever you want.
Exactly. You know that all these guys know to play the game, you got to go, you know, I think I'm done with this. Because one day Disney's going to come, hello, I'd like to talk to you again. Yeah. What's that sound? Oh, that's the Brinks truck backing up my driveway.
Will you come back? Please.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Oh, man. Yeah, so I'm definitely anxious to see where everything goes from there. So
yeah.
And all this stemming from, you know, just the trailers that we're going to be seeing tonight and Monday night and Wednesday. So
Wednesday, that's right.
So, yeah, look for it.
Kind of like we were talking offline, there is rumor that there is a third trailer coming. And I like I told you, I think it's going to be for The Punisher. Because I think
that makes a lot of
Punisher
sense.
Season 2, I think, is done. And I think they're ready to start it, but they haven't given a release date yet.
Yeah.
So I think that would make the most sense that they put that out now. Get that release date out there probably January. I doubt they'll do it February just to try to avoid running into Captain Marvel.
Mm-hmm.
So I would guess January or March is when you'd see that.
Yeah.
March. No, it doesn't really run close enough to Avengers because I think Avengers is early May. So January or March, probably somewhere in there, I think we'll see Punisher Season 2 before it gets canceled.
Yeah, buddy. Because that's the track record. So, you know, don't, Punisher will make it through. It'll definitely make it through. No, it won't. It won't, guys.
It won't. Look.
And it's not that it's going to be bad. It's not that it's going to be bad. It just means that this is what's happening right now.
Daredevil Season 3 was about as good as a television series can get.
Yeah.
And it just got canceled. You know, it's just what's going on. Like we talked about before, it's, I think it is Netflix and Disney kind of going, look, we all know what's happening here. You've got your own streaming service coming. You're going to be a direct competitor. This is my opinion.
Yeah.
It's going to be a direct competitor. We're not going to keep promoting your stuff here. You're already pulling all your other stuff off.
Yep.
You know, you've got very little in the way of Marvel movies or Disney movies on our platform. You're going to be a competitor. Rather than fight this out, we'll cancel these shows and you can take them all back and figure out your own contracts and all that stuff for your streaming service. Yeah. So that's what I envision is happening.
Yeah. Anyway. And I'm sure some of these people are going to be getting callbacks. Some of them may not. Ben Jones.
Yeah, Ben Jones.
Oh, man, what was that?
Bless you.
Oh, man. So, he tried to come back the second season, but, you know, that ship had already sailed. He missed the boat.
Yeah, I thought he was strong in the second season. Yeah. Not as strong as I'd like to see, but compared to the first season, he was definitely strong.
Man, look. You know where I thought he was strongest, and it wasn't even in his own series.
Yeah, it was in Luke Cage Season 2. And that's the truth. He probably was the strongest in that show, feeding off Mike Coulter with the whole Luke Cage bit. It was where he really was at his best.
And that's the thing. If it comes back, I don't think we'll see these characters solo anymore. You know what I'm saying? And I think that's the best option. Those stories have been – I feel like those stories have reached their – I mean, you could tell solo stories, but I feel like they would tell stronger stories if we got solid seasons of a Heroes for Hire, and we got a season of Daughters of the Dragon. You know what I'm saying? You know?
Yeah.
It just would. The stories are begging for it.
I personally thought the end of Luke Cage Season 2 was going in a bizarre direction.
I think,
so I would kind of be okay if they didn't continue that and went straight to Heroes for Hire, but and I don't know how they would play that at this point.
I'm not going to hold you. I think the best way that they could play this off is this is the season premiere of Heroes for Hire. The first, like, if they play it like, so right now they've been doing like what, 10 episode seasons for these Marvel Netflix shows. You get on Disney Plus, you have a little bit more free range. There might be longer seasons. They might be double that. First half of that season is Luke Cage versus Iron Fist.
That could be.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's the setup. That's their origin story. And then they become this unit together, you know? So I think they could benefit from, you know, a new environment, you know, back home at Disney, hopefully a little bit more freedom to do more connecting. I would love to see that the next saga come around. And, you know, they talked about it a lot. I mean, a lot of these behind the scenes, they said, you know, we really wanted to try it. It's just like a lot of this stuff didn't seem to work for what we were trying to do. But they wanted to try and incorporate the Netflix characters into Infinity War.
Yeah, they talked about that. They were going to try and squeeze them in, but they thought it was just too much.
Yep. So wouldn't have been too much for me, y'all. I'm just going to tell y'all that. You can do with it what you will. I wouldn't have been like, gosh, man, this is a lot. Y'all got a lot of characters going on. I don't – look.
Shut up. Shut your ass
up. Ain't nobody ask you nothing.
That's right. There was even rumor they talked about trying to get Beta Ray Bill mixed into Infinity War. They just couldn't – they didn't think it would have fit properly, so they left him out. And I was like, you know what? Put the man in.
Yeah, I love this. Everybody in. Come to the table.
Everybody. Just mix them all in. It's all good. We're all going to watch it.
We all eat, man.
That's right.
Everybody eats, B. Oh, man.
But, man, like I was saying, like I think, you know, all these people are concerned about the contract renegotiations if they want to put them on a streaming service or, you know, Marvel's not going to put these adult series on their streaming service. I mean, please. It's Disney. They can negotiate these contracts like nothing. It really wouldn't be that big a deal.
Yep.
And as for where they're going to put them, they'll find a place to put the shows. Yeah. If it goes on Hulu when they take over from Fox to go along with The Runaways and Cloak and Dagger,
yep,
which already has adult content in it.
Yep.
Or if they create like a subsection on the Disney Plus streaming service called Marvel Knights, which was their comics title for all their more heavier adult type stuff. That's where I see it all going, somewhere along those lines.
Yeah,
somewhere,
man.
They've already said Daredevil's going to be back. As soon as the show got canceled, somebody, I forget who it was, but somebody as a Marvel exec came out and said, Daredevil will be back with us again in the future. He didn't say when or where, but it's going to happen.
Yeah,
so,
man.
And, I mean, all these shows, you know, Punisher and Daredevil especially, are too good for them not to put back somewhere. They get too much press.
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely.
Too much love to not show up somewhere else.
Yeah.
So I'm not worried about those two.
Yeah.
The other two, you know, like you said, well, they're the three, I guess, right?
Yeah.
Combining Luke Cage and Iron Fist makes the most sense. Jessica Jones. I liked the first season. Didn't care for the second season quite so much, but they'll all be back at some place.
Yeah,
another.
Man. I
won't be surprised.
I asked this question second season. It's like, how far did her comic art go? You know what I'm saying? Because Alias is the only one that I could remember. And then there were a couple scattered Jessica Jones arcs, but mostly it's her and Luke Cage's married life, like her and Luke Cage raising Danielle. Like that's pretty much, I mean, that's my favorite part of Luke Cage in Iron Fist. Like even that latest one leading up or a part of Civil War II.
Mm-hmm.
That Luke Cage Iron Fist arc was hilarious to me. I loved it. That the whole family dynamic, but the whole buddy cop type, you know, loose cannon, straight guy, like straight man comedy that they did in that arc. Cause like I loved Luke Cage as the guy that's like, I'm too old for this, like. And Iron Fist is the one. He just wants to get back in. Oh, no, we could be a team again. We could be a team again. Everybody asks him, y'all a team again? No, we're not a team. You know, like, that dynamic is great. Like, I love that. Like, I could go for that.
I would be good with that.
Yeah.
I would be very good with that.
I think at this point, everybody's been fleshed out. If everybody gets incorporated into one show, I'm fine with that. I would love to see, I mean, I feel like Daredevil is going to be Daredevil. He's always going to be solo, but I would love to see him run into Peter. I would love that, you know, just some team-ups. I would love to see some team-ups. Like, these cats play too close together to not run into each other.
They're basically in the same, they're in the same city.
Yeah. And it's like,
they're just moments away from each other, so. And they ran into each other all the time.
Yep. Kingpin's associated with Daredevil just as much as he's associated with Spider-Man. You know?
Oh, man, I would love to see Kingpin show up in Spider-Man.
Man.
Or, Somewhere else in the world. It'd be so great to have him.
You know, D'Onofrio's down. He said, I'm good.
Oh, for real?
He said, just tell me where to be at.
You know, and look, part of it for me, and I won't give spoilers on it, but part of me for me is I need to know what happens next with Bullseye.
Oh, yo.
That guy was good.
He was good.
He was good. The flesh out was nice.
Man.
Stuff at the end was nice. I need to know where he goes next.
Yeah. Yeah, they did a really good job with that character. Yep.
So. We'll see. I mean, look, unfortunately we know Punisher and Jessica Jones, the next two to get canceled.
Yep.
Once their next seasons play out, as soon as they're over, you will see Netflix has canceled The Punisher, then Netflix has canceled Jessica Jones.
Yep.
Unfortunately, we know what's going to happen, yep. But it just will prove the theory that everything's getting moved somewhere else, I think. I don't think some of those shows are just way too successful for them not to come back somewhere in the Disney universe.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. So let's talk TV. Since we're already talking like Netflix shows, let's talk some TV. Let's talk Arrowverse. Let's talk Arrowverse. Arrowverse is off to out of the gate. They're running. We got a couple shows on. We got Supergirl, we got Black Lightning, we got Legends of Tomorrow, we got Flash, and then Arrow. Am I missing anything?
No, just those four. Supergirl, Arrow, Flash, and Legends.
Yeah, so.
Although Legends isn't part of the crossover this year, which is interesting.
Nah, they're doing
that. Oh, and Black Lightning. Sorry, you meant Black Lightning, too.
And Black Lightning, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think that's part of the crossover either. I think it's just Flash and Arrow this year, and Supergirl.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's just those three.
So, I mean, I'm definitely enjoying Flash this season. Flash this season is pretty powerful. Like, meta items. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is pretty cool twist. Yeah. I kind of like where they're going with it, yeah.
So that was interesting, and watching, like, I like complicated bad guys. So, you know, Cicada is one of those guys where I'm just like, you know, I mean, yeah, you hate him, but, you know, he hurt, so.
It's just so hard for me with that actor.
It is, yo! Okay, so hard. Let's talk about it.
Because he's not a bad actor.
He's not.
He really isn't a bad actor, but I'm just so used to him as the American Pie character.
I can't stop seeing him as that character.
I don't even know dude's name. I don't remember his name in American Pie. He was the jock.
Yeah.
With the black hair, the bigger dude.
Wasn't he the chase guy? Like him and his girl, he was trying to wait till marriage with her and she wasn't having it or something.
I think it might have been the other way around. I think she wanted to wait till marriage and he wasn't having it.
Oh.
God, what was his name? I've got to look it up now. I got to see what his actual actor's name is. Let's see. Where is he? No, that's not him. Is it? No. These thumbnails are too small. I can't see. No, that's not him. He's not even listed. Like, I gotta go to the full cast shot to get him up here.
Dude. He was like so minor. Chris Klein. He was Chris Klein.
He was Oz.
He was Oz.
Yes. There he is. Chris Klein. It's just so hard.
It's crazy, man. Because, like, that character is not the guy that he's playing in The Flash at all. Like, there's no similarities at all. Like, I can't bridge at all. But it's hard not to see his face. Like, that goofy kind of, like, hey.
Yeah, exactly. Oh my god, it's all I remember. Oh, that's right, he was in Rollerball. That movie was terrible. That remake was terrible.
But yeah, like, he's good on the show. He's good on the show. I mean, I'm definitely liking his arc. And like, even though he has a Batman voice, there's a reason for it. So I'm good with that.
Yeah. I'm okay with
yeah.
that.
So
But it's just such, it's so hard to look at him and not think of the goofy ass character.
I know, yeah. But I'm definitely liking the Flash family dynamic this season.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
I mean, I've told the professor this on many occasions. Nora has irked my entire soul for the longest part in this season. Woo, that child! Like, yo, I can't look. get your children in order. Because this girl was out here risking people's lives unnecessarily. Just trying to be, I'm just trying to show, I'm trying to impress my daddy. Like, I don't care, boo-boo. You finna kill me.
And she was so against her mother for the longest time.
Didn't even know the woman just because she took her time. And like, look, here's the thing. All right, we're going to get into some spoilers because, you know, we in it now. But like,
that's right.
But like, look, she mad at moms because she took her powers away. And I was like, oh, I guess I can understand that. But then I'm like looking at Nora's track record as a whole. And I'm like, maybe you don't need powers, yo. Like,
this makes sense.
I would have took them away, too. But I feel like Barry does, he's being nice. He's definitely standing by Iris.
Yep.
But he needs to check Nora, like, hard. Like, she needs to be shook. Like, yo, you need to calm down.
Yeah. I agree with you on that for sure.
Yeah.
She needs that put in the place moment.
Yeah.
Where it's like, look, this, I'm your father. This is how it is. I know how to do this stuff. You're brand new to this.
Yeah.
You listen to me. Although I gotta admit, and it took me forever. It took me till you pointed it out that I didn't notice it. That no chin strap is irking me.
Yo.
Like crazy. It just looks so weird.
It is unsettling.
His head looks so big in the outfit.
I'm telling you. I love the chin strap. I thought the chin strap was perfect, man. Even in the Wesley Ship flash, he had a chin strap. His mask went all the way around his face. I think. Did it in the original?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it did.
So it's like, it's the chin strap, man. It's the chin strap.
And I know you're supposed to suspend the whole disbelief thing, but if you're doing a show, it makes more sense to cover more of the guy's face.
Right.
Even if you're just covering his chin, you're still covering a pretty blatant, obvious feature on the guy's face.
Right.
So nobody knows who he is. Like, it just makes more sense that way to me to do that.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Because it's not, I mean, but, like, we know there's, no. It's not for protection against his speed, because the Speed Force covers him when he's running, so he's good, so he doesn't necessarily need a costume. But
right,
man, I'm missing that chin piece, man.
I am too. It just looks so weird about it. It really does. One thing I did notice is there's not a lot of Joe this season.
No, I wonder what he's up to. I wonder if he's just like chilling. Or if he's doing something on Broadway, because you know he always goes to Broadway every once in a while. He'll step up and do a musical or something.
True. Yeah. Very true.
So he could be doing something. He could have a side project going on. Or he could be, you know, what season is this? This is season 4 or 5?
This is season 5, I think.
Season 5? They passed their 100 mark, right? Their 100th episode?
No, I think tomorrow night's the 100th episode.
Okay. But I know, like,
I think
after a certain number of seasons, you know, the stars, if they have an interest in taking more of a behind the scenes, they normally step up. So you'll see people directing. So I haven't really checked any of the director's creds for this season. But I wouldn't be surprised. I know Tom Cavanaugh has. He's directed some.
He has, yes.
Yeah. So, you know, he might be doing that. So,
if they would just stop making 100 different goofy versions of Wells, I'd be even happier.
Sherlock.
Come on. Just go back to Wells. That's the character everybody liked. Just go back to Wells.
It's always fun. It's fun for me because every time there's an iteration of Wells that comes in, he's always, like, him and Cisco always have some kind of friction. And they develop this the most powerful friendship known to man by the end of the season. And it's the best thing in the world, yo. Oh, man. And every Wells always leaves with a tear in their eye. And they're like, I'll remember you like you were my son, Cisco.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh! It's touching. It's touching.
It is touching. I can't say it's not. It is.
Oh, but I feel you though. Like, okay, Sherlock is the most extreme I'm going to go. So you guys got to reel it in after this.
Yeah. Stop bringing back the goofy Andy Warhol French version of Wells because it's really stupid and really annoying.
Oh, man. I mean, Iris and Barry's relationship has always been strong to me. Iris as a character has always been like, you know, I think that girl is fine. So,
yeah, well, she is.
I mean, man, what was the joint? They went to some kind of party or something. They went to some kind of party because she wanted to interview somebody. The contortionist villain.
The contortionist they were trying to interview his mother.
Yeah, and she came out in that dress, dog. Lord have mercy. Whoa. Man.
Killing me.
I'm just like, oh. All right, Barry. You mighty cool. You mighty calm go, right son. Now. I'm just saying. Go, son. Oh, man. So, all right. So, Caitlin got her, and she got her powers back, which I'm kind of happy about. I'm kind of happy about that.
I'm kind of with that, yeah.
And the whole, like, intro of Icicle, that was cool.
Oh, that was the bad guy who was trying to be her father, yeah. Right? Yeah, yeah, that was interesting. Yeah. I saw that.
I was like, okay, I see what y'all doing.
Yeah, because that never really resolved. He got away, right?
Yeah, he dipped out. He dipped out, yeah. And he said, oh, there was a Batman universe drop, too, because he was talking about working with Victor Freeze.
Oh, I didn't catch that.
Yeah. Another Batman universe drop. I'm like, if y'all keep playing with this, just go ahead and bring that man over into this universe. You got Superman.
Yeah. Well, and they've mentioned Bruce Wayne on Arrow before.
Yeah.
You know, and what's the one? I think it was one of the Supergirls where they talked about her cousin always helping out that guy in Gotham City with the crazy gadgets or something like that. They made some kind of comment. Yeah.
He was so dark. I'm like, oh, man.
So, if y'all don't. I mean, they're bringing in Batwoman.
Yeah.
You know, with the crossover. So.
I feel like that's all. That's all DC does is like dip a toe. That's all they do.
Basically. Yeah.
Oh. So
try a little bit of this.
Will you give me a quick?
No. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, man. But yeah, like, and we talked about it a little bit offline, like, you know, Legends is goofy. It's tolerable. Like, you know, they got Biff on there. So, you know, I'm always going to have a warm spot for Back to the Future characters.
He has to. If he doesn't at some point during that season call somebody a butthead, they're going to have completely missed out on
an opportunity.
They did one so far, right? When he's with the son, when he's with what's the character name?
Not when he's with Vixen.
No. When he's with his son, guy who plays Steel.
Nate, I think is his name.
Nate, yeah. So Nate at one point looks at him and says, "Let's make like a tree and get out of here." And he looks back at him and he goes, "I don't think that's how it goes." And turns and walks away. That's a good reference, whether people caught it or not. It's a good Back to the Future reference.
Yes.
But if he doesn't say or call somebody a butthead, they've totally missed out, and I will be very upset.
Don't be so gullible.
Yeah, exactly.
Yo, that is my movie, yo. Oh, man. I was just watching that over the weekend, too.
I was watching Infinity War again.
Get your feelings hurt? Man, I don't need that kind of emotional roller coaster. Stressing my life out.
It's such a good movie. I can't stop watching it.
Oh, man.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, man. But I'm glad Constantine is keeping me watching right now. That's what he's doing.
Me too. Yep. I was just gonna say, yeah, because he's so good as that character.
He really is. Like there's not a better Constantine than Matt Ryan, and WB and DC know it. They know it.
That's right. They should give him his own show back. If not, they should give him a movie.
There was no reason that show should have ended. For real, for real. And the only reason I felt like it ended is because what was it on? It was on NBC?
It was on NBC.
They didn't know what to do with it. They were like, oh, we have Grimm. We're good. And then y'all season finale Grimm the next season. So it's like you needed the supernatural show.
Yeah.
And I was
NBC just didn't know how to. NBC didn't know how to do a superhero show.
Nah,
that's the problem.
They didn't. You know what I mean? They didn't. They're still trying to figure that stuff out because they got this supernatural show called Midnight Texas on, and they're still trying to like feel their way around that subject matter. But I just feel like CW should have picked it up. It should have picked it up with no problem. Supernatural should be ghost. It should be retired. Like that show should be done. Like, how many apocalypses can you prevent? Like, and y'all, you understand, Professor, like, that is my show. Supernatural is show. I've watched it from day one.
That's what, 14 seasons or
something? Yo, I'm like, yo, y'all are pushing SVU numbers. But SVU can continually be relevant. Supernatural has a very very tight rope that is walking on right now. At this point, I'm just like, I'm not even watching this season. I'm going to binge it after it's done.
There you go.
Yeah. But it's like, I'm just like, yo, man, like, let them guys go. Let them go so they can do other projects. Stop. I wanted Jensen to be the Red Hood, and I wanted Padalecki to be Nightwing.
You and your Jensen Ackles love, I will never understand.
You don't like him, yo?
I just don't think he's that good of an actor, man. Like...
I think
maybe
it's
because
the
only thing I've ever really watched him in was Dark Angel back in the day when he was on
Dark
Angel for a
little while. Oh my gosh, bro, no.
Now, I liked that show, not necessarily for the content, because it was Jessica Alba.
Yeah, it was about Jessica Alba. That's what it's about.
But I did like the show for the most part, but he irked me to no end on that show. I just, maybe that's what it is. I just can't let it go.
That show left a bad taste in your mouth.
It could be.
He's hilarious on Supernatural. If anybody is a ringer for Jason Todd, this guy is it. I mean, he already did the voice in the animated one. I can't remember what it was. Yeah, it was under Red Hood. So he did the voice of Red Hood in that movie, and that was good. So, but Supernatural, just come on, man.
Time to put you out to pasture.
I'm saying. Just end it with one good show, play Carry On My Wayward Son, and call it a day. they do know how to get you hyped, though, for that show. Because I know when you come in and they do, like, the previously on Lil Reel, and they play Carry On My Wayward Son, you know that episode about to be fire. Oh, man.
What else we got? So, Blacklight. I haven't gotten into Black Lightning yet, still.
Yo, like, my girl fell off. She said she's done.
Yeah.
She said she's done. I'm hanging in there. I'm just like, you know, whatever. I mean, it's just, I don't know. Like, yo, I'm just going to let you, yo, have you watched this, any of the second season at all?
I have not yet. Yo, no. It's all recorded. I just haven't tried.
Yeah, if you felt uncomfortable the first couple episodes of the first season, yo, the second season premiere is black AF, yo.
It's the first episode called Kill Whitey or something like
yo,
that.
Yo, I mean, I'm like, oh, man. Woo. Y'all show the people ready for this? I'm cool with spreading the news, like getting people woke out here, but woo.
If your girl dipped out, that ain't a good sign.
She dipped out because the story is just like, it's not really going anywhere. Like, what's the end goal here? You know what I'm saying? Like, they had something really, they're using this green light almost like the Big Bang in the Dakotaverse, so... If for those of you that don't know, the Dakotaverse is like centered on this one big event called the Big Bang, and it was like a big gang bus, chemical explosion. All the gang members that were there and some of the bystanders develop abilities and become like villains and heroes in that particular universe. Now, eventually, DC bought that franchise and incorporated like characters like Static Shock, Icon into the standard DC universe.
It sounds like Flash.
Yeah.
People getting their abilities from the...
Yeah, it's like that. It's like a big event like that. So it's all keyed on a big event. And like this green light, they call them green light babies. Like in Dakotaverse, they call them Big Bang babies. I'm like, yo, it's too similar. But it's like, I'm not seeing enough people like to make this worthwhile. Like I want to see some characters start showing up. Like I would love to see, like it's cool to see Tobias Whale and characters like Cyanide and all of that. But like I can't remember the name of the gang in the Dakotaverse. It was like this big gang, but they were like, it was like borderline. They were like anti-heroes. And I'm just like, yo, man, it's like, where's the story going? Like y'all gotta go somewhere. I mean, the only person that I'm interested in right now is the youngest daughter, because she's developing abilities now and she's trying to figure out what she's going to do with all of that. And she's trying to like navigate life as a teen, but still have these supernatural abilities. Nessa is, she's annoying. She's like the worst of, this is like, you see like guys like dog out girls on these TV shows, and like Nessa and her like her secret identity type, she still plays that type of character, but still, even so, it's like she's lost her weight. Like when we first started the series, she was like, she was for social justice. She was a fighter for civil liberties. And it's like, I feel like she kind of lost that. And I don't know if that's what they're aiming for this season, but it's just like, everybody's just going in a whole different way. And I just don't know what to do anymore. And it's just too slow now. I'm like, Tobias Well is still alive? Like, kill this boy. Like, what? and it's no jab to the actor that's playing Tobias Well, because I love him. He is cold-blooded. Like, this cat, this is a villain through and through. There's no complicated parts of this man. He was warped as a child, but this man is, he is a bad guy. There is no ifs, ands, or buts about it. And they missed the opportunity with the tattooed man the first season. I haven't seen him, and it's just like, where are you guys going? So I don't know. I'm watching it because, you know, I just do that. I mean, if I'm gonna watch a show, I'm gonna watch it until
you're in.
Yeah, I'm in. You know, but they got to do something. They got to do something. So, yeah. And Supergirl is like so in current events right now. So it's like, oh man, y'all gonna do this on the show right now? Oh, okay. So I'm kind of digging this season, because I'm really digging this season for one person specifically. And that is Manchester Black.
It's funny you mentioned that, because I was going to bring this up. I watched Sunday night because it was Kevin Smith directed episode, so I had to watch.
Uh-huh.
Now, I went in having not watched the rest of the season, so it was kind of stupid because I had no idea what was going on.
Right.
Is there a better explanation for the name Manchester Black other than
he's
British? He's wearing a British flag t-shirt, and he's black. Like, just... Because I sat there watching it going, really? Like, this is where we're going with this? Really?
Now, I mean, so you remember the, what was that? What was that animated movie that came out? It was Superman and the, I can't remember what it was. I can't remember, but Manchester Black was in there. But Manchester Black was a white guy in that one. So I think the character was always traditionally white, but they changed him to black for the show. But the guy that's playing him right now is killing it.
I liked him. I mean, he was good. I don't know what's going on in the show, but I liked the guy who was playing him.
Yeah, like good. if you want to see like the real Manchester Black, like his abilities, because he's not demonstrating any abilities in this. Watch Superman versus the Elite.
Okay.
And Manchester Black takes Superman to a very dark place in that movie. borderline, I was like worried. I was like, oh no, this is not going to end well for anybody. Because the worst thing that you can do in the DC universe is do anything to Superman that turns him dark. We have learned this on multiple occasions. Leave that man alone.
Yeah, for real.
Oh man, but he has like telepathic and telekinetic abilities.
Okay.
In that movie. Yo, man. Like if they're going to build him into this character, I can't wait to see where it goes. But right now he's more of like a Punisher type character. And okay. That's how they're playing him in the show. He loses his girl, he snaps, and everybody gotta die. So, but yeah, Martian Manhunter, John Jones he's still my favorite character. I like what they're doing with, what's her name? Lena Luthor. I like where they're taking her character right now. Cause she's walking the fence. She's definitely walking the fence right now. And you know that they're going to introduce Lex Luthor into Supergirl soon.
I did hear that. Yeah. That's interesting. I'm kind of hoping they were going with, what's his name, but I'm sure they won't.
No, I wanted them to go with Michael Rosenbaum.
That's the one.
But they did not. They decided to go surprisingly with, okay, I'm going to give you the name of the show, 2 and a Half Men, right?
Oh boy.
Okay. Not Tiger Blood, not Tiger Blood, not Charlie Sheen.
No, that one.
What's his name?
Probably never watched the show if that's
what I know. Yeah, that's a lot. 2 and a Half Men. I think his name is John something.
Oh, John Cryer.
Yeah, John Cryer.
I did see that. Yeah. I did see that.
So he's going to be Lex Luthor.
Interesting.
Yeah, and I want to see what he does with it. I want to see what he does with it. So, because it's like, I'm like, everything that I've seen him in, he does not come off like a Lex Luthor. But
he's always kind of a goofy character.
Yeah, so it's like, I know like cats have to audition for these roles, so something he did must have stood out. Not unless they want him to be like, what's my man's on the movies?
Like Jesse Eisenberg.
Yeah, like Jesse Eisenberg then. That's a whole nother story.
That's so terrible.
Yeah. Mm-mm-mm. What are y'all doing?
Yeah, I don't even have words for that one. It's just so bad.
Oh, man. But yeah, I mean, overall, 2 out of 5 ain't bad, I guess. I like Supergirl this season. I like Supergirl this season. I think Kara as a character, and I've said this a lot. I've said this a lot when it comes to like Superman and Supergirl and just Kryptonians in general. Like, sometimes they can be a lot. Like, they don't. I just feel like Kryptonians as characters don't really realize the weight of the things that they do. And they assume, like, the assumption is because they're just so they're better than good that they can do no wrong, as if red kryptonite doesn't affect y'all both the same way. It's like, oh, did you forget about this? You forgot about this, huh?
Yeah, I guess so.
She's like, how you gonna be mad at Lena for finding a way to make kryptonite when you terrified the city last season on red kryptonite, talking about, so I didn't know what I was doing. You almost killed a couple people.
Yep.
So I'm gonna need some kryptonite on deck to get you in check. But you know, Black Lightning is not hitting as hard as I would like it to this season.
Okay.
Legends is a little goofy, but I'll still watch it. Especially with Constantine on there.
I was gonna say, because of Constantine, I'll keep watching.
He is his shoulders must be just sore as mess, man.
Right?
Because he is for carrying real. That show for me right now. Arrow is, oh, man, Arrow is intense.
I am liking Arrow. I wasn't a big fan of the fact that they kept going with, what's his name? The bad guy. Reyes?
Oh, yeah.
Is it Reyes?
Al Pacino Jr.?
I was going to say.
Pacino Jr.
I have so much trouble watching the character ever since you said he was basically doing Al Pacino.
Yo.
Like, God damn it, that is what he's doing. I just can't.
I can't wait for that biopic to come out. If they pick anybody but him, I would be salty.
It's a mistake. It's a hardcore mistake. But the show has been so good.
It has.
The show's been so good this year. I can't wait for tonight. Be Monday night, the show, a new episode. So,
yeah.
All about it. We'll see where that goes tonight.
Yeah, dude.
Yo, because next week starts the whole crossover. So
Felicity, a whole gangster. She a whole gangster this season.
How about it?
I was like, okay, girl.
Officially back.
She
in the boss's
is back on the squad. I'm like, oh, you a ride or die like that? Oh, I need you on my team. Yo. So what you think about the Flash
forwards? Forgiven her trespasses. Oh, the Arrow ones?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. It's interesting.
Yeah. I'm trying to see where they're going with this, John.
I mean, they said Felicity's dead, right? She got killed with something. They said that over one of the episodes. But they haven't talked about Oliver.
Nah.
As far as in the future goes.
Yeah.
So I do like that they kind of have Roy in there with a little bit of a different look to him.
Yeah.
He's not quite the pretty boy that he's been for the past, he was in a couple seasons.
Old man
that he was
Roy
in.
Now, yo.
Definitely old man Roy now. Yeah. So it's interesting. I'm curious to see where this is all going to play out. I don't know. I don't have a guess as to where they're going with it.
Yeah.
Unless it's part of the crossover.
You know what I did like that they did the past couple episodes was redeem Bronze Tiger.
Yeah, I did like that too, actually.
I really liked that.
Well, that's your boy anyway.
That is my boy. You know it.
I do know it.
Yo, who interrupted me while I'm practicing my Kung Fu? It's a shame because I really like Michael Jai White's movies, but I own Black Dynamite on DVD, and that's probably not his best piece of work. But Black Dynamite is hilarious, yo.
I'm gonna give you an idea that only you will love.
Okay. Oh my gosh, what you gonna say?
What character should Michael Jai White play?
What character? I mean, because of Black Dynamite, he would make an excellent Shonuff Shogun.
Exactly.
He would. That's
exactly what I was just thinking. I don't know why it struck me all of a sudden.
He would actually make a really good Shogun of Harlem. He would.
He really would. He really would. Kiss my convert.
Yo, I'm telling you, we're about to fully cast that movie. We're going to do that.
Yo, there's no we.
No, we are going to do this.
For
you're going to do Dragon. It, and you're going to like it. Oh, man.
Let me guess. In the role of Bruce Leroy, Ty Mock, he can still do it.
He can still do it. He's young. He's still vigorous. He got it. I believe in you, Ty Mock.
Oh, my God.
He's still teaching kung fu classes somewhere, yo.
Oh, I'm sure he is. Because he sure as hell ain't doing anything else.
The art of the glow.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. All right, so what else we got? Oh, we got game stuff. So, I've been playing Red Dead Redemption. I finished Assassin's Creed Odyssey. Which I loved. It got slow at points, but it was definitely worth it. I bought the season pass, so when they come out with new stuff, I'm going to play that. But I'm just a big fan of that whole Greek mythology. And then the fact that they incorporated Spartans in that, John, it's just...
I put it down when I got something else. I forget what it was. Something else came out and I put it down. I haven't gone back to it yet, but I do intend to go back to it because that whole series is one of my favorites. So.
Yeah, man. It's like the skill building is a little intense, so you just got to figure out what it is that you want and go for it. But it's I know there's cats out there. I'm like you. I want everything unlocked. I want to be able to use all the skills, and I want all the skills maxed. It's not going to work in this game at all.
No.
Yeah. So it's just like, you know, focus on what you want. Like, as far as what I would suggest, there's skills that master your warrior, that up your warrior damage, up your hunter damage, and up your assassin damage. Focus on those, and then figure out what skills four of each that you want to master, and just master those. So there's your little advice from the big boss on how to play Assassin's Creed, because you will get overwhelmed. You will get overwhelmed, but the fun stuff is fighting the mythical creatures. Yeah, dude, have you encountered any of those yet?
I don't think so. I haven't played too deep into it just yet.
Okay. So, yeah, you get an opportunity to fight mythical creatures and get some of the best weapons in the game as a result. So, yeah, it's fun.
Okay.
But, yeah, so now I'm playing Red Dead, and Red Dead was slow to start. It was definitely slow to start.
Yeah, I'm noticing that, too.
Yeah. Oof. It's like, whew, man, all right, so we going to sit here. That's what we going to do at the camp. Okay. Not going to go into no duels. I just want to hunt some bounties, you know what I'm saying? Like, what's up? But the game finally opens up, and when it does, you get that freedom. I mean, that's the thing. When it opens up, it opens up. Like, Assassin's Creed did the same thing. It was, like, slow for a minute, and then it opened up. And then it really opened up. It was like, yeah, okay, now you gotta, what was it? You gotta, the first objective was to do a couple of missions to find your mom. And then the cultists came into the fray. And now you gotta kill all these cultists. It's like, yo, it was overwhelming. But like, but Red Dead is the same way. It's like it opens up, and then it's like literally the world is at your fingertips. There's no level system, so you can take on anybody. So it's like right now I'm just hunting bounties and finding gunslingers and stuff like that. But
he's just lighting people up.
Just lighting people up, yo. Getting to that, what do they call it? What kind of mode is it? Is it gunslinger?
Oh, Deadeye.
Yeah, the Deadeye mode, yo. I miss Deadeye so much, yo. Just lighting cats up. Do that slow motion take on that last kill. Boy, just get tucked. You can see the bullet splatter. Like, oh, man. How it opens up wounds. Like, it's crazy. This game is so violent. I'm talking about just the most violent things of this game, and I love it.
Oh, I've heard some things from people who've been playing it that it's just mean.
It
just
is. Mean things. It's spiteful. Like, you could just run, trample people with horses. You could lasso them up and drag them behind your horse.
And I know even as far as I've played in, which isn't very far, there's a part where you take the girls to town, right? And the one of them kind of gets involved with some guy who tries to beat her up, and you walk in and basically kill him.
Oh, yeah.
And then you come outside and some guy recognizes you and you take off after him.
Yeah. So look,
he falls over a cliff and he's hanging onto the cliff, and it gives you the option to threaten him or just kill him.
Yep.
I'm like, whoa, what is going on here?
What do you do? What do you do? I've been playing a nice guy so far. I've been playing a nice guy, giving people chances.
I could lie. I stepped on old boy's hand.
No!
And let him drop.
Oh,
I
no.
did. I had to. I had to see what happened. I had to see what you do, because he's just hanging off the edge by like one hand. And you get the option, and you just walk over, you step on his hand, and he falls off the cliff and he dies.
He's not going to be telling nobody.
I had to. No, he ain't going to be quiet.
Oh, man.
Oh, it was fun.
I hunted this bounty one time, and it was this woman, like, her nickname was the Black Widow. So she was just marry dudes and then kill them. And, so I found where she was, and I played this drone twice, because the first time I got killed. So the first time I go up there, and I have my gun out ready to go. I'm just like, yo, what's going down? And then her dude that she's with at the time just starts laying into me like pop, 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 dead automatically. So I was like, all right, I'm going to do this again. This time, I'm going to just roll up nice. And then, no, because I didn't take out my gun the first time. I just walked up, and that's why the dude shot me. So the second time, I came up there, and I pulled out the shotty. I was like, you could try me if you want, but you're going to get this buckshot. And he was like, oh, honey, I think I'm going to just give you over to this man here, because I think this would be right for, because you're a dangerous woman. And she commits to shoving a knife in this man's neck, yo. Oh. I mean, slow. I was like, what? Well, I tried to save you, bro. I tried to come up with the gun in hand so that you could just put stuff down and we could defuse this. I didn't know she was going to stab you in the neck.
So she's crazy.
She is crazy. Yo.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. But it's fun. Like, I already hunted, like, my first legendary animal, so that was crazy.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. That bear, it did not work out the right time the first time. Hey, y'all remember the Revenant? Yeah, that's what happened. The only thing is, I didn't make it. So I was like, oh my God. How do I get out of this? He's really mauling this man right now.
At that point, he's kind of going, all right. Checkpoint.
It's like, oh, reload checkpoint. Yeah, that's what we're going to do. Oh, man. Yo, that scene definitely went for like a good 2 minutes of me just getting just ravaged by this bear. Just
being eaten by the bear?
It's like, I was like, wow, okay. So this is very much real Wild West life. Okay. That bear commits to chomping down on me. Like, oh God, how do I get out of this? What do I press?
What do I press? Like,
press B.
What do I press to make B it stop to, like,
eating stab me? The bear or something. And I pressed B, and the bear just swatted my hand down and bit into my neck. I was like, why? Why even present me with that option?
Oh, that's hilarious.
It's like, nah, get out of here. Oh, man.
All right, I got to start playing it again.
Yeah, man, you got to get back into it. It's fun. Once it opens up, it's fun. It's like, I can guarantee you folks, I'm not going to beat this game. I'm not. I'm just going to run around, hunt, collect bounties, and terrorize people.
I know what it was with Origins. Sorry, I don't mean to totally derail.
No, you good.
The Spider-Man DLC came out right after I got Origins, and it was a wrap.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I remember the
Spider-Man
Black Cat
takes one. All.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that game. Yeah,
let me buy that game. It's a wrap.
You don't buy I borrowed
it from a friend when I played it the first time.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah, I still gotta get Tomb Raider, I gotta get Darksiders. I have so many games. So
Darksiders is pretty good. It's a little different than the last ones in the sense that there's some little things I don't like checkpoints are kind of wonky.
Oh.
Where, like, if you're fighting a boss and you die,
mm-hmm.
where in the old ones, they put you right back in the boss room again. They don't do that in this one.
Oh, man.
You kind of have to go back almost towards the beginning of the zone and work your way back to the boss room again, which is really annoying.
Yeah, that's irking. That is irking.
The other thing they used to have with the crow in the second one and with the Mark Hamill ghost thing in the first one was, this one doesn't have a way to tell you where to go if you don't know where you're going. You know what I mean? Remember how, yeah. like, the first and second one, if you hit a button, like, the crow would fly off.
Would flow over to the door that you need to go into if it's, like, yeah. three doors.
Or in the first one, it was the whatever they call it, the watcher, whatever they call it.
Yeah.
Would say something and, like, point in a direction or go over to a direction where you're supposed to go. And I'll have that in this one. So it's real easy to get lost and get uber frustrated. Believe me, I've done that a couple times already. But that being said, the game is gorgeous. Visually, it's amazing.
Oh, man.
And the gameplay is fun. The camera's a little annoying. Camera doesn't move real fluidly with you. But The gameplay is a lot of fun. The different weapons and stuff you get. It's not easy either. Like, I left it on not the lowest level. So the lowest level is just called story.
Okay.
It's like, if you just want to enjoy the story, here's the lowest level, which is, you know, like for all you people who suck, which apparently is me. And then there's the next level up, and then there's like three hardcore levels above that. Well, I went with the second to the bottom. So I didn't go with story. I went to the one above that.
Mm-hmm.
I got to the first boss, which comes up real quick in this one. And I got killed like five straight times, and I could not get it. I was like, all right, I'm done. And I dumped it down to the story, and I beat it on the first shot. I'm like, all right, this is where I'm going to be for the rest of the game.
Yeah, if you want me to get the story down, this is where I'm at.
Yep. But it's cool. The story so far is cool. You can tell they're integrating all the different characters into the different games as far as at least cutscenes and whatnot.
Nice.
You can tell they're definitely preparing for a fourth one with Strife by himself, probably.
Yes.
Because there was, I forget exactly what it was, but there was, it would have been a spoiler anyway, but there's a spot in the game where there's a cutscene that all but tells you that Strife is getting his own story. I forget exactly where it was.
Nice.
But, basically, it's like, yeah, you're going to get to play Strife as well.
Yeah,
because
we can't be borrowing my man's guns all the time and then not get his own story.
That's right. But it's good so far, man. I'm liking lots of different characters. She's a little more hardcore than her brother.
Oh, yeah. She seemed rough in those trailers. I was like, God,
yo,
dog.
She is brutal. So I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying playing through it so far.
Yeah.
So we'll see where we go from here.
Nice. Yeah, man. That is what I'm talking about. Yeah, I might have to try that one out. Because, you know, that's one of my favorite franchises. I love the storyline, all of that. So
yeah, me too.
Yeah, man. So I think that's it. I think that's all we got on the...
That's all we got. Yeah. We tried to do a short one, and we ended up doing a long one anyway.
It still was an hour. I think that's all we got in this is an hour, y'all.
I think so. That's how we end up doing it. It's all good.
Yep. So we have a good time, so it's all good.
That's all that matters.
Yeah, man. So that I think that's it for us here at the Boss's Desk. So if you're tuning in for the first time, don't forget to follow us on all of our various social media outlets. We're on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube under the Boss's Desk. So you can just find us on there. We'll have this past podcast up on both Google Play and on iTunes. So please subscribe. You'll get regular updates. You can go to the site. We'll have articles posted there. The YouTube, I'm going to start updating. I want to start doing regular game casting. We did that last week for last week's show. I played a little bit of Red Dead Redemption for you guys. Played a little bit of Division. Want to try and get back into the Call of Duty. So I'm going to have to. I might end up having to purchase Black Ops 4 so I can play with the rest of our knucklehead friends.
Yeah, I haven't gone to the game with anybody yet. I gotta send that out, see if anybody wants to play at some point.
Yeah. So we'll put the cast on YouTube, and if you guys got to listen during the charity event that we did for extralife.org, it was a time to be ahead, I'll tell you that much.
It was definitely something else.
Yeah. Oh, man. So just continue to check us out. We're going to keep, you know, growing outward and, you know, developing this brand so you guys can get more content on a regular basis. So, if you have any questions about anything you heard in the show, any news that you want us to talk about on the show, just send us your questions on Twitter. I already told you to just tweet us at the bosses desk, or send us an email to questions@thebossesdesk.com. And, we'll take a look, and we might share what you gave us here on the Geek News. So,
absolutely.
Yeah, man. So that is it for this week. We will catch you guys next week. See ya.
See ya.